This is the second part of my previous story. https://www.reddit.com/r/gonewildstories/comments/b86fop/mf_starting_off_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college_college I'm finishing off the story with my favorite fuck with each girl. Beth. I only hooked up with Beth around half a dozen times. Once the competition was over, she went on a cock tour. She complained that I would leave her too sore for too long, and she wanted dick all over campus. There was one thing we had in common though, we both like risky/semi-public sex. So when Beth sent me a message asking if I wanted to see a movie at the nearby theater, I knew what she was wanting. I waited by the elevator at her dorm and still remember the sight of those doors opening. Beth, a curvy girl in all the right places, stepped off, her come fuck me heels clicking with each step on the lobby floor. Her body was covered by a black miniskirt and black sleeveless tank top. Not far from her dorm is a stop for the campus bus system, so we waited as I watched all the double takes and head turns Beth was creating. She had no reservation what others thought, and enjoyed being a tease. Once on the bus, we sat next to each, and quickly my hand reached beneath her skirt. I began massaging her upper inner thigh, and as my hand reached further, I looked at Beth, who was smiling directly at me. My fingers could tell that she had omitted any panties, and she knew I just realized. Unfortunately, some other students started sitting around us, so things didn't progress beyond some light touching. When we got to our stop, we realized we had plenty of time before our movie started. The theater is in a small shopping center, and has a Barnes & Noble, so we decided to kill time by browsing there. As said, Beth loves to tease. While in the back looking at foreign language books, she accidentally dropped a book and bent over. Knees unbent, the skirt slid high and Beth was completely exposed to my eyes. Another time, she was on all fours to grab a book from the bottom shelf. Once she gave me a quick flash. At this point, I needed Beth to walk directly in front of myself as my bulge was very noticeable with my shorts tending up. We left for the theater once I had calmed back down. It was a night showing on a weekday, so we had chosen something that we thought wasn't popular. Our choice paid off as we walked up to the last row and sat down in the middle. In the end, only two other people showed up to watch, a couple who sat in the middle rows. As soon as the lights went dark, we were all over each other. My hand was groping her breast hard, having gone in through the side of her tank top. Our tongues were dancing together as we kissed repeatedly. We did make sure to try and avoid as much audible noise as possible though. It wasn't long before her hand started rubbing my crotch as she gripped what she could. Then my hand running underneath her skirt as I started rubbing her clit. She spread her legs wider as she wrapped her arms around my neck, pulling me in closer. My fingers, already damp, massaged her clit back and forth as Beth kept bucking in her seat. She hid her mouth on my shoulder, trying to prevent moans from leaving her mouth as her breathing increased. I wanted more than ever to taste her, so I retreated my fingers and looked at her. She sat back staring at me, her eyes glossed over with lust. Taking my coated fingers, I placed them at her mouth, to which she playfully looked away and pushed on my wrist. However, when I repeated the same movement, she took in my fingers into her mouth, her tongue licking between each as she gave me a sexy grin. Turning around, I looked down at the other couple and they seemed oblivious, so with a grin of my own, I looked at Beth and slipped to the ground. I was on my knees, glad the floor wasn't sticky at least, and right in front of Beth. She leaned back, and raised a bit off the seat with her heels planted firmly on the ground around myself. I pulled her to the edge and leaned down, immediately lapping her slit. She drew higher, as I looked up to see her biting her lower lip. I planted a few kisses, until my lips surrounded her clit and my tongue started to lick slowly. It was easy to tell that she wouldn't take long to orgasm as her hips moved quicker, fighting my hands attempting to hold her still. My tongue licked back and forth, gradually adding pressure, and Beth became a shaking mess. She was biting her hand, eyes closed, and legs quivering. I doubled down with my licking, flicking quicker, and Beth's eyes shot down at me before looking straight towards the ceiling as she came. Her legs gave out, causing her weight to collapse on the seat and fall down to the sitting position. This made quite a bit of noise, and whatever was going on during the movie was nearly silent, so I kept my head down, kissing the top of Beth's leg as she tried to appear not as a girl who just came in a theater. She relaxed, her mouth making an O as she inhaled and exhaled deep breaths of air. Getting up from the ground, I sat back in my seat with a wet smile as I looked to see if we were caught. However, the couple still sat with their heads forward. Beth leaned in, placing her head on my shoulder as we sat and watched a bit of the movie. It wasn't long before I felt her hand back on my crotch, rubbing my throbbing and jerking cock over my shorts. Her fingers moved up, undoing a button before she started to unzip my shorts. Next, I felt the warmth of her hand as it fished beneath my boxers and started gliding her palm along the shaft of my cock. I had a small gasp escape my lips as I turned my head and looked over at her. She smiled, and pushed my boxers down enough to spring my cock out into view. Our eyes still connected, she licked her lips playfully and leaned over, placing both of her knees on her seat. Her mouth descended over the tip of my cock, licking the head as her tongue swirled repeatedly. I held my breath, rather than groan out, and soon she started to impale her mouth downward. Normally, Beth is a deep throater, she loves a messy gagging blow job, but because we were in a theater, I was treated to something much different. Instead, I got a long and sensual session of oral servicing and worshiping. She never stopped twirling her tongue as she bobbed slowly, up and down as her hand massaged my balls. I'm not sure how much time passed as I sat back and enjoyed the show, but Beth was near her limit. Her mouth became empty as she raised up and looked at me with her hand at her jaw, signaling that it was sore from being held wide open for so long. With a whisper, I told her I was close, and she resumed with her mouth going back down. Now, she was coaxing out my orgasm. Bobbing deeper and quicker, sucking harder. Neither of us cared anymore about the noise, but we were lucky enough that the movie had become louder, though I'm sure if they paid attention, the people below could hear. The slurping sound became louder, consistent, as she was all in at that point and it paid off. I tapped her shoulder repeatedly, signaling that I was over the edge. My leg muscles tensed, and I hissed quietly as I felt my cock erupt. When she felt my cum fling at her throat, she slowed down, moving just enough to keep my cock pumping the rest of my remaining ropes. Once the euphoria wore off, I got my shorts back up and we left the theater with grinning smiles. "Let's go this way back," she said to me as I had started to lead us to the bus stop. Instead, we went the opposite direction, walking toward campus on our own. We were flirting the entire time, reminiscing about what just happened. Suddenly, Beth stopped and pulled my arm. Now we were no longer heading back to the dorms. Beth led me to a labyrinth garden. No actual maze, now away from the streetlights, it was fairly dark in the area. Just past the garden is a major road, so the headlights of cars would pass by, but no one could see clearly though all the trees and bushes. Eventually, she led me to the labyrinth itself, which was like a stone or concrete maze on the ground that you can walk. It's a bit secluded, surrounded by trees in the shape of a circle. Beth grabbed me and pulled me to one of the benches. It was made of concrete, and had no backing, just one flat piece. There was no mistake why Beth brought us there, as she laid down on the now cold bench, lifting her hips up just enough to pull her skirt to her waist. Her head looked back, seeing the headlights as cars drove by in the distance. She mumbled something about making her sore, but I was in the midst of getting my cock out. I pulled out a golden wrapper from my pocket, but Beth told me to put it away. She claimed that I was the only one that got to fuck her bareback, and younger me was fine with that. I leaned over Beth's body, my hands holding on the cold concrete bench around her head. She lifted her legs up, and gripped my cock, just below the head as she guided me in. She was clearly in heat since the theater, as I felt just how wet she still was as the head of my cock started to press. Her legs wrapped around me, pulling me in as I started to sink inside of her. I had only gotten in around 4 to 5 inches when Beth moaned out loud. I think being quiet in the theater had gotten her pent up, and now she needed release. Once I was deep enough, I retreated and bucked into her hard. Soon, I was hammering into her as she was taking roughly 7 inches of cock with each thrust. Following Beth's lead, I grunted and groaned while she was nearly screaming. I would have tried to cover her mouth, but she started making it clear to the world that she more than wanted what was happening. A lot of fuck me and yes were being shouted. This only drove me to take her as hard as I could. I had a hand underneath her neck, pulling her head up toward me, but also preventing her from sliding away with my thrusts. Beth came as her words turned into high-pitched moans. She was nowhere near done though as she released her legs and pushed away, getting on all fours. I was back inside of her, my hands on her hips. I could only imagine if someone walked by the sidewalk of the street. Beth's moans were met by the sound of my balls slapping her underside. Her eyes were following the moving headlights. I bet she wished that someone could see her through the trees as they drove past. I leaned over, pressing my weight against her body and flattening her on the bench. I wrapped an arm underneath her side, coming back up around her neck, holding her close and tight as I start to rock into her prone/prone bone. She still stared toward the street, but Beth started to lose grip of reality. Soon, she kept squealing guttural moans as I was driving the entire length of my cock into her from behind. Her legs flailed, heels bending back as I rode her body. I don't know how many times Beth came. She was a near constant quivering mess by the time I felt myself fill her up with my orgasm. We lay that way for a while, our fingers intertwined as we held hands. After getting presentable enough, we walked back to her dorm. She complained that I wasn't a gentleman enough to have something for her to wipe with, as my cum ran down her leg and staining her skirt. She also complained about how walking in her heels after so long and being stretched out was so much worse. But it was all in fun and playful. I walked her to her dorm and said goodbye. Beth ended up transferring to a more local college for her the following year. We fell out of touch ever since. So, I guess Ellie's story will actually be a part 3. This was longer than I had originally planned.